Hi, John Lay here from Town to Learning. Welcome to another episode of the Customer Ed Nugget podcast series. We're on episode 18 today, and we're going to talk about LMS selection speed bumps, specifically thinking about shortlisting and getting to a shortlist as quick as you possibly can. Since it is about LMS selection, my core competency, I'm going to handle this one alone today. You know, sooner or later, every customer organization, ed organization needs to buy an LMS. It's the backbone of the ecosystem. You can't go anywhere without it. The challenge is that there's over 1,000 different learning management systems in the world, and only some of them are good for customer education. And there's no way that you can evaluate 1,000 vendors. There's no way you can qualify 1,000 vendors. Trust me, I know. That's my job. I've been trying to do it for 10 years, and I've only gotten into the 300s at this point. So what you have to do is get to a qualified shortlist as soon as possible. That means going from 1,000 vendors down to 4 or 5 vendors. And that process is called down selecting. It's called shortlisting. But what it is wise, because successful LMS buyers invest their limited time evaluating very closely a limited set of qualified vendors. And they don't try to do what I've tried to do the last 10 years is qualify every solution out there. Why? Because time is of the essence and you can't run out of time. Welcome to the Customer Ed Nuggets podcast series, your bite-sized podcast to navigating all things customer education, from business case to content to LMS buying. On today's show, I'm going to dig into first four different things that are four different reasons why it's important to accelerate and get to the shortlist as quick as you can and avoid those LMS speed bumps. Number one, it's too important to fail. And so customer education isn't like compliance where you're just trying to save money or avoid fines. It's about moving the business needle to cause or to generate competitive differentiation in the market. It's not for fun. It's for business. And it's really important. An organization can move a couple percentage points either way in sales or churn or customer satisfaction, you know, has a tremendous impact on the business and a tremendous impact on the competitiveness of any given organization. And as a result, it has executive attention. It's, you know, it's very important. And so what I see a lot of times organizations do, the first speed bump they hit is because it's so important, they just get caught in analysis paralysis and they want to evaluate every single vendor that they can. They're afraid that they're going to be missing different vendors. And what ends up happening is that just elongates the sales process by not making a decision. Conversely to that, what good buying organizations do to avoid this particular speed bump is, you know, they set a line and a limit on the research time that they're going to have and what the goals of that are so that they can scientifically get to a short list and make sure they have ample time to be able to evaluate those vendors. It's too important to fail. So you got to really spend your time digging in deep to who's going to be your partner, not just looking shallow at a shallow level across all these different solutions and then being in a rush to buy it. The number two thing that's working against all customer education LMS buyers is time. I already mentioned time is precious, but what ends up happening is that an organization eventually gets budget for their first or their 10th LMS. And when that budget happens, the race is on. The race is on to identify your shortlist, solicit proposals, get a contract, implement the solution, migrate all the data, and sunset the other solution before that contract, the original contract, renews. So typically you're on a 3-year contract, you know, a year before the expiration, an organization gives themselves a year to search for a new system if that's indeed what they want to do. And so the race is to get everything done by that point. So what ends up happening is that you waste time in trying to qualify all these vendors and to try to see what they do or don't. And that year just keeps on shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. And essentially what ends up happening is that you have to make a move at some point and you say, well, that's it. We're going to go with these four. And a lot of times these four are not the same. They're not matched members. And so you end up picking the best out of those four that you quickly picked after too much study and analysis paralysis, and you get the best of those four, but that's not necessarily the best learning management system for your needs. So that lack of time and that pressure on time causes bad decisions, and you have to fight against that. The other scenario in that lack of time is if it's your first learning management system, then you certainly have executive attention on there because they're spending a lot of money on something new that hasn't been proven yet, and they think it's going to improve. And so what that does is it gets a lot of unrealistic time expectations that are handed down from executives down through to whoever's doing the selection process. And a lot of times those compelling events or those time deadlines are kind of based on wishes and desires and not really on anything that's an actual compelling event. And so that artificial, it's not artificial, that real pressure that you feel from the executives a lot of times will cause buying organizations to basically go too fast and make a mistake. The other thing that's really complex that you have to navigate around this speed bump is just the complex marketplace. Because there is a lot, 1,000 different learning management systems, and they all call themselves a learning management system, that alone makes it really difficult. But as it turns out, there's a lot of different types. And so if you just start paying attention, whether they say they're all purpose or for employees or for compliance, you know, any system like that isn't going to be right for customer education. You really want those organizations that are focused on customer education or professional education as their first or their second, primary use case that they support. And by just looking at that and using that as a lens to qualify, it's really easy to go from 1,000 to, you know, really about 50. And you can find those 50 on our 2024 Talented Learning Right Fit grid, or the 50 we identified that can operate in this space. And then finally, if you can just go from that 1,000 to 20 to 40 or 50 and then use the grid to shrink down, that's a great way to just get 960 of them off your plate right off, right from the get-go. Lastly, there's no universal definition of customer education, and this makes it hard and slows things down because customer education can mean a lot of different things. It could be providing one trainer that goes out and trains new customers all the way to an organization that has videos and certification and accreditation and live trainings, virtual training, hybrid training, self-paced, micro-learning, all tied together with AI simulation in 28 different languages, in 38 different countries around the world. And both of those organizations call what they do customer education. And that makes it really difficult. To find the right vendors, because on their website, they'll say, sure, we do customer education. But do they do customer education like I first described, simple, or can they do it at that global complex level? So the only way around that is before you even get your budget approval is to start go through the process of consolidating and identifying your critical requirements across functional, use case, functional, technical, integration, the services that you're going to need. So in another example, you're going to need all the languages, you're going to need the ability to manage all the content of all the different types, getting all that articulated down and using that as a lens to help you get to that short list and quickly qualify organizations. So you could say, okay, well, anybody that just does simple or doesn't even have, you can get free trials and no services, well, obviously they're not going to be able to support that global level. And so it's a way to start pruning those off. So at the end of the day, you have to define what customer education means to your organization and what audiences that entails, whether that's just customers or partners or even some employee audiences like sales and customer support. And by defining that up front, you can keep the project moving and use that as a lens to help you quickly get to that short list. So I wouldn't be saying all this if I didn't have any help to offer you. We've got a ton of help at Talented Learning, free and premium. Our free help are, we have a Customer Ed Resource Center. We got tons of information you can learn about it. We have a Customer Ed Case Study Directory, or a case study directory in general, where you can find Customer Ed examples of all the different flavors, including the very simple to complex that I saw on Talented Learning. We have our 2024 Right Fit Solution Grid with the 50 customer education or extended enterprise organizations mapped according to characteristics, common characteristics of their clients. And we also have the learning system directory that once you find these, you can dig into any given vendor and find all kinds of information in a safe way. And then finally, we have our 2024 customer LMS buyer's guide, which is our premium report for $399 that we have that compares and contrasts the top 20 vendors. So there you have it, folks. Get to that short list. That's your best chance to find a qualified partner in a limited amount of time and having great long-term success. We'll see you on the next. Thanks for listening.